Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope, here with an astrology update for the weekend of September 24th, 2021. First, though, a couple of housekeeping notes. I'm aware that I've been a bit sporadic and sometimes running a day or two behind on this podcast. That happens when I have more pressing matters to take care of. Currently, I am working on the Metamorphosis series of video readings. I am almost done. As of Friday, I am planning to either finish this afternoon or Saturday morning, and we will have the whole series of readings in your hands by Monday night. You can see more about that if you go to planetwaves.net and click on StarCast. You may already be on that page. There is an introductory video. And then if you go to planetwaves.tv, you will see all of the sample introductions, 5 minutes free, for all 12 of the signs, which are posted as I complete them. Second, the website has been having problems the past few days. Those of you who are visitors to or who hang out on the planetwaves.net website, we are aware of the problem. We are close to resolving it. We seem to have the major functionality issues resolved and are now just resolving certain minor visual issues. All right, so that is life in the Wild West, known as the internet. As we are halfway between a large site and a small site, i.e. a large site with a small site's budget, please subscribe. Takes a lot of people to bring this work to you, and I must pay them all. All right, so let's talk about Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is almost upon us. Today's the 24th. The retrograde of Mercury is on the 27th. That would be Monday at 1:05 a.m. That means in most time zones, Mercury stations retrograde overnight, Sunday to Monday. And that's another way of saying that we are right in the thick of what some astrologers call the Mercury storm. Mercury retrograde is not all just one thing. Mercury retrograde is several things, and one of them is when Mercury enters the degrees where it will be retrograde. That is called the shadow phase, and it does that twice, once before the retrograde and then once after the retrograde, where Mercury recrosses the degrees where it was retrograde. So while Mercury retrograde itself lasts for about 22 days, the entire process stretches out for about 2 months, or maybe 9 weeks is a more accurate way to say it, because you have the lead-in shadow phase and then the exit shadow phase. And depending on the nature of the retrograde and you and your chart and all those different variables, for some people, the intro shadow phase or the outro shadow phase will have as much as or more of the retrograde effect than the 22 days when Mercury is actually retrograde itself. Additionally, the days right around the retrograde, approximately 5 or 6 days, kind of like where we are right now, Mercury is in what some astrologers call storm phase. So it's moving at its very slowest ahead of each of the stations, or right after retrograde or direct. So, for example, Mercury stations retrograde at 1:10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday morning. And then if you go back about 3 days and out about 3 days, that six-day stretch approximately is called the storm phase, and it's where some of the most intense, chaotic, and confusing aspects of Mercury retrograde can happen. I've been studying Mercury retrograde since long before I was an astrologer or had any aspiration to be an astrologer, back during the day when I was kind of being tutored involuntarily by the editor of the newspaper I used to work for, a woman named Florence Higgins, and all of the people who came through this newspaper office over the 20-year span of her career were given a crash course in astrology, whether they wanted it or not. I was one of those people. I was one of the people who was also at the newspaper when Flo Higgins retired. No one ever thought she would. This was way back in 1987 or so. And so I've had a long time to study Mercury retrogrades. And I can tell you that despite any of my doubts or misgivings, there is no doubt that this is a real effect. I cannot fully explain it, but I can partly explain it. Mercury is the planet of the mind. And I think that most of the effects of Mercury retrograde are on the mind, although there is no doubt in my mind that this has some unusual, pernicious effect on technology. And this is complicated by the fact that people might not be thinking clearly at the time that the retrograde is in effect. I mean, just to give you an example, I use digital locks on most of my doors, and I knew the battery was dying on one of my digital locks, and so I would leave it unlocked. And then the other day, the battery died, and I forgot to disable the lock, and so we were locked out of my apartment, which is also mostly my work studio. We were locked out, and I immediately started to get panicky and called the locksmith to have him come over and drill the lock. My friend Johnny, the locksmith, and Johnny said, "Hey, have you got the override keys somewhere?" I'm like, "Johnny, you're brilliant. Yes, I happen to have the override keys safely stashed in the Planet Waves office." And so we were able to get in. So there have been a few of those things that have happened where my mind has jumped to the worst case scenario. There definitely was a technological issue, but I was not thinking slowly enough or clearly enough. And one thing I've learned is, if I haven't learned to think slowly and clearly, especially if I'm under a lot of pressure, not having a good day, as was the case the other day, that it is mostly how we respond to the technical issues that matters. And what happens is something minor might go wrong, and then we will assume that it is worse than it really is. And so this is to say, slow down and pay attention. One thing I have learned for sure is to not initiate new projects when avoidable. Now, there are times when you just have no choice. You've got to do something. But most of the time, if you really think about it and think it through, you do have a choice. You can delay things. And what I have found over and over again is that the 3 week or 4 or 5 week delay associated with pausing for Mercury retrograde can save a lot of time, as opposed to starting things at a disadvantageous time, which can then cause long delays and cost a lot of money. One thing with all things Mercury retrograde is that the effects of it can also be costly. And so this is one of the reasons why you want to be mindful and careful about what you do during retrograde and the commitments that you make during Mercury retrograde. And I find it wise to think of everything as being essentially in a trial period, in a trial phase, and then you see how things work out. One of the advantages of Mercury retrograde is that it will bring out the bugs in the system. It works a little bit like Chiron that way. And so be grateful that this happens, and do your best to solve the problems that arise in a careful but minimalist way, or make a note of things that have to be strengthened or completely redesigned for later on, a little bit later on in the year. So if you manage to patch the problem with Mercury retrograde, make sure that you write down the long-term solution that you want to do, and then come back to it in a few weeks when things have settled down a little bit. It is always important to conserve cash with Mercury retrograde. You don't know when you're going to have unexpected expenditures, but then again, you want to make sure that you're not just throwing money at situations because that just simply does not work. All right, so I'm going to post an article called An Expert's Guide to Mercury Retrograde. I'll post it right at the very top, under right next to the player, I'm putting these media things right above the player on planetwaves.net/starcast. You can go right to planetwaves.net and find Starcast if you're someone listening through Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or something. This program does have a home page. All right, let's look at some of the astrology surrounding the retrograde of Mercury. At the moment, right now the moon is in as we begin this program, the moon is in Taurus, about to form a conjunction to Uranus. That happens early in the afternoon Eastern time on the 24th, Friday the 24th. That can have a slightly confusing and or jarring effect, so pay attention to that, especially with Mercury in both shadow phase and storm phase at the same time. Now, the single most interesting thing about this particular retrograde of Mercury is that it happens with Mercury at 25 degrees of its sign. Please do not be deterred by the degree thing. It's simply the address. You can say Main Street, or you can say 25 Main Street. In this case, Main Street is the sign Libra, and the address is 25. However, the interesting thing about astrology is that something that happens at 25 Main Street also relates to something happening at 25 Elm Street. And that would be Pluto in Capricorn. So Mercury is stationing retrograde square Pluto at 24 Capricorn, and it's stationing retrograde opposite Eris at 24 Aries. So that's what all of this mishigas that we're experiencing is. In addition, Mercury is trine Jupiter at 23 degrees of Aquarius. And so when you've got Mercury making all these aspects at the same time, that's a little hot. The astrology is going to be coming through at greater intensity, pressure, and voltage, and amperage, and all of those things. And it's going to seem more intensified and complicated. We had an effect like this over the weekend last week when the Sun made aspects to Jupiter, Pluto, Eris, and Mercury all at the same time within a couple of days, and we had one of those collisions of experience. And so this is a particularly volatile Mercury retrograde. You will need to keep your cool, keep a little bit of detachment with that of Mercury in Libra, and make sure you keep the loose ends tied up. That's one of the benefits of Libra, is that it likes to tie up the loose ends, and so that you don't trip over your own sneakers and fall down the stairs. It is simply simpler to tie your shoes before you start walking. We might say that that is the full the full summary of this Mercury retrograde. One last point is that Mercury retrograde comes to a peak right around the time when right around the time when the Sun and Mercury form their conjunction. That's also called the interior conjunction. That's when Mercury passes right between the Sun and the Earth. By the way, that's what Mercury retrograde is. It's Mercury passing between the Sun and the Earth, and that is exact on the 8th and 9th of October. The interesting thing is that the Sun and Mars also form a conjunction on the 8th and the 9th. So that's Mercury, the Sun, the Earth, and Mars all lining up in an exact alignment. That is something coming to a peak. It is a peak of experience and also a very important moment of decision. It's as if you remember something and then you take action on it. You do not need to take action immediately, though. And I would say there are going to be quite a few situations where it's worth waiting a few weeks to let the retrograde cool off. You know what you've got to do. You might want to wait 10 days to sort out the details, save up the money, get the paperwork in order, whatever that might be, and then take action after the second storm phase. Mercury retrograde ends on October 18, 2021. So the commencement of the retrograde is Monday, the 27th. The peak is the 8th and the 9th. The end of the retrograde, also the storm phase, is the 18th of October. So you're going to want to wait around till maybe the Sun arrives in Scorpio. That's a good, potentially a good time to take action on certain things and to allow the dust on the retrograde to settle between now and then and whenever you need to make a decision. My point is, take your time, don't rush, use your awareness, and remember, if it's broken, it might not be. If it seems broken, it might not be broken. Start with a workaround, and then progress into the deeper solutions. I have spent the entire week doing a series of really beautiful videos in the Metamorphosis series that are all about where the Aquarian astrology meets this Mercury retrograde. You can check out that video. There's a free half-hour introductory video. It's more astrology than you're going to get from a great many astrologers, even for your hard-earned time, trust, and money. And then all of the preview videos are available right at planetwaves.tv. That's the shortcut to our YouTube channel, planetwaves.tv. Also, lots of exciting stuff going on at planetwaves.fm. That's our radio channel. And finally, a reminder that the October monthly horoscope has already been posted, and that's available all over the Planet Waves website, including on the StarCast homepage. Thanks for listening. Thank you for your time, your business, and your trust. Signing off from Kingston, New York, this is Eric Francis. Bye for now.